Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you're listening to BBS Radio. BBSRadio.com is the website, and the number to call in, 888-815-9756. I want to just welcome everybody. It's a full moon, and I've had a full moon for a couple days, but I'll tell you, I can feel it. I feel the energy. The vibe is there, not the same vibe where a lot of times people are kind of looking at things and they're feeling negative and feeling like crazy, and it's really about a new beginning. And I wanted to bring a very, very special guest, an expert in connecting with the heart, connecting with the other side, connecting with what's inside of you tonight. And that person is medium intuitive Beth Lynch. Beth, welcome to Interviews.
Hello, thank you.
How are you today,
Beth? How am I feeling today? I'm feeling good. A lot of emotion flowing out there, a lot of sensitivity to feeling, and I think we need to just embrace it and not be afraid to feel what we're having to feel.
That's important. When you're saying for us having to feel what we're not wanting to feel, can you explain that?
Yeah, some of those lower feelings are sadness, sometimes facing the fears, the things that aren't flowing in the way that we would like them to. And sometimes I feel that there's a divine intervention going on in many lives, because when we're in those lonely places and sad places and fearful places, we are allowing that to be our law of attraction. Our magnetic field will attract to us more of that intensely in other people and our situations and experiences. So if we're, sometimes we need to go in and, like you said, touching that heart and getting to know our heart. And I was doing a reading a little while ago, and a girl and her heart were shutters in front of her heart, and her father in spirit was telling her that she needs to open the shutters. And it was interesting because at the end he showed the shutters open, and light was, all of a sudden I realized it wasn't coming in, it was coming out from her heart and went out in front of her into her path, and that's where she was happy. And what she was relying on was that light to come in from the outside and go into her heart. So it was a very symbolic message, and that's often how the spirit world speaks, through to give his daughter, please don't look outside of yourself, because she's feng shuiing her house, and she's, you know, doing all these going to classes and doing, and these people are, you know, doing, and everything was doing. And then it was like, no, it's in you, and nothing wrong with feng shui, I'm all for it, but she kept looking outside of it to bring it in. And he told her with that vision, the sun, the light is in your heart, let it come out. And she was protecting herself. She was wounded 10 years ago in a relationship, and then basically this is what was exposed in the reading, and then she knew that. But when it came up, you know, it was interesting that she didn't think it went that far back. And I said, I think so, or it wouldn't have come up. And, you know, it was a pretty big message, and I think a lot of people are feeling that. I know in my sessions there's a lot of loneliness, and people are feeling the sadness, and, you know, walking around a little more, and using the word depressed too lightly, when I think we need to just embrace that there can be loneliness and sadness and some fear, but let's take it in our hands and look at it. And then, you know, I kind of see butterflies. Send it up. Send it to be free. Let it be. And then take that power.
I love it. Let it be. Let it be. That's.
That song, Let It Be, Mother.
I love that song, and it has, I'll tell you, I actually posted that, I don't even remember, it was probably, a month and a half ago, and I kept hearing that song, I kept hearing it in my head, and I thought, you know, that's what it's about. It is just letting it be. And sometimes that's hard to do. It's hard to do when people are going through so much change, so much. It's a control feeling. I got to be in control. Got to be controlled, and control of my life and complete control. And it makes it hard to let it be. And you shared that with me about Mother Mary and about the Blessed Mother, and just staying still. And I'm still, I will tell you, I can stay still. I have a hard time because I'm a movement person. And staying still just gives me enough time to catch my breath and to be thankful for the things that matter. And I'll tell you, I tucked my two little girls in and we said a prayer and took some silly pictures, and we forget. Mm-hmm. We forget what's important. Mm-hmm. Beth, I want to, we've got Frank on the line who's calling in. And before we do that, can you give your contact information and how people can contact you and your website?
Yes, the website is innerlightteaching.com. And you can go to that and contact me, and there's lots of information. The phone number is 315-521-2588, and a lot of information there of a lot of services that I do and my book and things. So hopefully they can enjoy and read and see what's on there.
Good, good. And Beth, I'm going to honestly say, if you have not gotten a reading, if you haven't got a reading from Beth, you've got to do that. You've got to connect with her because she's just amazing light. And I don't just say that. Tonight, a lot of people, a lot of things going on, a lot of energy flying around. And I can feel, I feel such a beginning. And when I say beginning, I think it's more of a beginning that has to do with the anchors that we have within us. It's what is your truth? What is your truth? And they're starting out with let it be. Let it be, and then allow the rest to flow. And allowing is important. Speaking of, we have Frank from California. Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. Okay. Kimmy, it's been a while I've spoken to you.
You know, Frank, I want to introduce you to Beth. Frank's just, he's been a great support to the show. And if anybody's just tuning in, you are listening to interviews. You're listening to BBS Radio. I'm going to give the number out one more time, 888-815-9756. Frank, this is Beth. And Beth, Frank, did you have a question, Frank?
Sure. I've been involved in this path, the spiritual path, and a lot of learning. I was wondering how my energy or where am I going with my path, my gifts? Or is that too much of a question?
No, and it's not too much at all, Frank. I saw a very powerful vision as she was introducing us, so hello. And I'll show you my vision, or I'll tell you my vision, and we'll let it take a life of its own on. As I was hearing your voice, I saw you kneeling and you had your hands in prayer and you were looking up at the sky, and there were some definitely blue sky, but there were some big clouds and your eyes were closed, and I heard your words come out, "Show me how." And as you said those words, I saw, no, don't let this scare you because there's going to be more to it, a lightning bolt come down and hit you on the third eye, which to me I call the divine eye or sacred eye. It is the vision eye, and imagine you know what it is, the third eye, and it is an eye of higher truth, sacred perception, divine perception, all of those words that really raise the vibration of what we can see. And the interesting thing about your vision was that you were facing in the direction that they show me as backwards, and I truly feel, and as sacred as that vision is to give you, all of a sudden I see you turn around and you stand up and you literally take a bull by the horns and go with it. And the bull is passive. And I feel that you're in a place where maybe you have been, I would call dormant, is more than stagnant, but dormant. And it's time to take the bull by the horns. And if, you know, in the symbolic language of the soul, and as a medium, that is the level I read on. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, bring out the dirty details because it's not the level that I'm shown. But I do feel, to make that interpretation, if you're not already feeling it, is that it's time, it is an action time for you. And if you don't know what to do, if you still feel that, and then that, you know, even in this moment, that maybe I would use the affirmation, you know, reveal to me the divine direction, and not ask. Reveal to me the divine direction. I am ready, and surrender all that no longer serves me that has stood in the way. You're extremely, extremely on the psychic level as well as a spiritually intuitive level, and those gifts are definitely meant to be used to help.
Wow, wow.
So I don't know nothing about you, Frank, but I feel like I know you now.
Frank, I mean, that makes a lot of sense with all that you've been through and the faith factor, too, Frank. Do you have anything specific you wanted to ask?
Yeah, you can ask. Sometimes that will bring more question, and actually that would be a good thing because it can help you understand more if you're you know, more confused than when you first posed it. So.
Sure. I was looking towards closure on the incident I've been involved with for the past 2.5 years, but mm-hmm. It seems that it's changed. And my attorney, I thought he was aligned with me, but I think he might have switched or he's not interested anymore.
Mm-hmm. And what was it about? Kind of like went out when you said something. You said what it was, I think. I don't know.
Yes, my attorney, basically, he's not interested in my case anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, well, now remember the vision that I saw you looking in the past. You know, that's clearly
yes.
a message that it's time to go into a forward movement. And, you know, sometimes there's divine justice to me when there's anything legal going on. When you devote, not just say, devote a moment, a few moments a day, you know, whenever you're thinking of the situation, to embrace the divine justice and with no expectation. You free your emotional system from being attached to outcome or what you deserve or what you need or what you're afraid of. Or afraid won't happen, and you begin to go through it. Just with such grace, and it's so freeing. And that moment, you put the wheel of fortune, you know, in the tarot, the wheel of fortune starts moving again. So I really feel that there's been this pull of backwards. It's, you know, that big wheel on Wheel of Fortune. I'm seeing the show, and you pull it down. And it's like I feel it coming, going toward the left instead of right. And the gentleman is you in the vision. And I feel like you're supposed to just say, take one hand and just turn that wheel to the right. And just, it's going to move, Frank. It's going to move. Whatever's happening, it's moving. But it's no longer about going back. And the way we go back is through thought. And that's the only way you can start disciplining it is through the thought process. You know, that's the power of our thought is so amazing. So bring it forward, you know. Divine justice, that's what I accept now, you know. And let it just kind of start taking a life of its own on. Give it a few days. You know, you're taking the bull by the horn, which means action. But there's no action and no manifestation without thought and emotion first. And the bull represents what you would be afraid of. And don't have fear, because they're telling you to be fearless. You took the bull by the horn, and the bull submitted to you and walked alongside with you. And that's protection. You're going to be fine, but you just need to keep that energy moving in that divine justice. And I mean,
yes,
do you?
And I noticed my energy has changed. It's not so rattled as I used to get.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's important. You know, there's, you know, rattling, it's a control thing. If we feel like we're losing control or we're being controlled, we get rattled. You know, it's that control word, and you know, nothing can control us, and we can't control anything, but we can be in that disciplined mode, you know, discipline who we embrace the spirit and self as one and flow in that relationship first and foremost. And a lot of things just tend to really figure themselves out. It's kind of interesting. And when there's a little more needed, as long as our thought and emotion is in that a certain vibration, it tends to show us what we need to do. And to even be at peace in some, you know, when there's unrest around us, we can even be in that peace. And that's when you know, it's okay. It's all good. I hope that helps you, Frank.
Stay grounded, Frank. I mean, that's the biggest thing is just what Beth's saying, you know, and I can hear it in her voice. It's just you got to keep that faith and everything. It's like things are shifting around you. So it is. It's like I see, you know, when you're playing jacks You know, you remember playing jacks when you were little? I just marbles. Mm-hmm. And we played jacks where you bounce the ball and you pick up the jack, and it's just almost like it's just kind of becoming a rhythm for you that it's not, you're not worrying about it anymore, and that's really important, really important. That's a big part of purpose.
And take those visions that they used, you know, if you could have jot them down while they're fresh, and, you know, use the bull as your friend. You know, the bull, and I would Google symbolism of the bull. That'd be pretty, it would probably give you more insight into it, even more literally for you. I tell everybody, Google the symbolisms if you don't know it, and if you don't intuitively get a strong feeling. I often do that, and it adds so much even more to something you can give someone, and you know what I mean? So Google the bull. Because that's definitely what's going on right now, but and not about looking behind you. You're going to go forward, and that lightning bolt hitting the divine eye is, you know, freeing the perception. Free that perception to be, and work with the mantra divine justice. And my website has meditations and stuff, Frank, so if you want to visit it and, you know, read one a day and put the divine justice out before it, that will be very powerful for you. If you're wondering how to, should I do this now, you know, that'll help.
Yes, can you repeat your website?
Yes, sir. It's innerlightteaching.com, innerlightteaching.com.
Okay, great.
Thank you,
by
Frank.
The way, I'm letting you know I'm a Taurus.
I don't think there's any coincidence there. You know your bull. Yeah, but definitely the symbolism of the bull, I think, really would be, it's going to add a lot more to this.
Yes.
Great.
And
thank
Frank,
you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Bless you. Thank you. And I want to just let everyone know, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and we have medium, intuitive, and guide. Teacher, Beth Lynch on with us. And if you want to call in, 888-815-9756 is the number. I want to also invite you over to KimmyRose.com. You can check out your horoscope. I just posted a brand new horoscope today, and also want to connect with you. We have on the line Sharon from Arizona. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you.
Hi,
for
Sharon.
Calling in. What is your question, Sharon?
Well, I am looking for work, contract work, and I wondered if you saw me picking anything up in December.
I'm seeing artwork around you. What's the art? I don't know what contract work would mean, but I'm seeing drawings of something around you. Is there something with art, or is there something with, I don't know how that makes sense. But, and now I'm seeing a rose, but I have to tell you, I'm feeling a very maternal energy around you, which would, to me, would be mother or grandmother in the spirit world, who wants to pat your head and bring you a lot of love right now.
Oh, I'll take it.
Yeah, is that mom or grandma? I'm not sure which, but it's very loving. And the rose is very dominant for you. I don't know if that connects in with them or if, yeah, something. It means something. I know that. And pennies from heaven. And I'm here to tell you that you need to stop thinking pennies, and you need to start thinking gold coins. you're delaying your abundance. You know how, you know, we try to imagine our abundance and we think in dollars, and no, think bigger, but gold coins creates it on every level. So I like the gold coins. Put out your gold coins. See them falling into your hand and smile, and like they're overflowing, and then you can hand out and it comes back. And do that little visual. Use that as an abundance thing, and you're going to have three opportunities in December.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I had submitted a proposal to someone by the name of George. He owns the company. It's way back east, and I'm waiting to hear back from him. And the thought was that they would let me know, like, the first week or second week in December. Do you think that'll be favorable?
Yeah, I feel it very much the first day of September. What's December? First fallen, I don't know, but there's something about December 1.
Great.
I think it'll be good. I would like if you drop me a little email from my website and let me know how it turns out for you, because, you know, it's just would be, I'd like to hear that it's going well, but there's something that's, you got to do that visual with those coins. You got to not let that fear get in the way or that uncertainty. Okay, do your visuals when they come are so, they're for you. They're not for the reader. They're for you. They're to use and to sit and meditate on, and just for a few minutes, give it energy and smile. And I am richer than I can ever imagine. I am. I am. I am. And you know, bring that lightness to it and watch it bloom. That's the rose again. You got the rose going.
Okay.
And I wanted just I just wanted to thank you so much for calling in, Sharon, and just keep your head up. That's a big thing, is take a deep breath and cultivate, you know. That's important, the cultivation. Okay? Bless you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to just bring everybody up and, you know, big smiles and good things. And if anybody's just tuning in, you are listening to interviews. We have intuitive medium and teacher Beth Lynch on with us. We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, I'd like to find out more, well, Beth, about what you've got going on. Any classes, anything? Because, you know, people are looking for you. They want to talk to you, connect with you, just see what's going on new. We'll be right back with more of interviews.
Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me. And I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis. Whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking. We even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you are listening to BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. The number to call in, 888-815-9756. And I want to invite you over to my website, kimmyrose.com, and you can check out everything we've got going on, lots going on. We're going to be in a brand new location, Light the Way. That's my store, and that will be starting a week from today. I am so excited. It's going to be wonderful, and I've been having a blast moving things and painting my room a different color and putting up beautiful curtains and just so many neat things, and it's a space that is completely dedicated to healing. And we want to welcome you to the new store. And the website for that is lightetheway.com. That's lightetheway.com. And we've got On With Us, Speaking of Light, innerlightteachings.com, innerlightteaching.com. Beth Lynch is on with us. And Beth, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Beth, every time I have you on, people totally go crazy. And we get calls, and they're like, I got to talk to her, and how do I talk to her? And I'm like, call in. Call 888-815-9756. Call in, and we've got, Beth, I don't want to make her wait any longer. I've got people saying, it's busy. I'm trying to call. So if you are trying to call, keep calling. Christine from Canada is online too.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Christine.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have a question?
Yes. I just felt when I was young, and then I felt something protect. I felt so much protection around me, but when I getting like growing up, like getting older, and I felt this energy sometimes like it's lack of that protection energy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I felt that protection energy was gone. So, would you sense anything like? And also, I thought when I was young, I felt was lucky, and then studying everything was very I could say successful, but I don't know, getting like when I grow up, like many things didn't really work out like the way that I expected.
Mm-hmm.
For example, work and relationships. So I don't know, is there any energy, I don't know, around me or something?
Sure, there's always energy around you. There's always energy. And the thing is, when we're younger, and I don't know how far back you were talking, but I had a feeling it went far back. And when when we're younger, we're less apt to rationalize it away, and we allow that feeling. And as we grow older, and again, that expectation, we put expectation on things, and we think things are going to come our way, and every personality is different, so every personality has a different expectation. Some have none, and none, I don't want to get into that. I want to stay with you right now, but so it was interesting, because as you were speaking, I felt a male from spirit, and it happens a lot when I'm tuning into people, was very much had his hand on your back, and he felt like an adult male, definitely. And I didn't know what his relationship with you was, but I just felt he was very, very protective of you. So when you kept saying that word, I was like, oh, my gosh. So I don't know if a father or grandfather is crossed. And, you know, sometimes we don't have to have known them physically, but they want us to know that their presence is there. And I do feel the name Jonathan around you, and I don't know if that resonates in spirit or in living, but it's strong. But also, getting to your question, you know, that expectation word, you have to kind of, when we expect, we have this human, our humanness has a lot of expectations, and our that is our personality and ourself, and it's like that plan we have. And then we have, you know, our spirit, which truly knows what's for our highest good. And when we're in union with that, there's a lot of flow, and there's clear intuition, and there's very little attachment. I don't want to say we shouldn't expect things, but I don't think expect is the word as much as I would want to say. Why don't you embrace the divine opportunities and that are around you right now instead of the expectation? Start shifting. Because, you know, if someone says I have no luck, they're going to have no luck, or I never win anything, they're never going to win anything. And it's the same thing as someone who just feels lucky all the time. Oh, I'm always lucky, I always win, or, you know. It depends on what you go through and what you put out there. And somewhere along this line, I think there's like almost this earthquake feel. You went through something where there was a shift in the plate or something. And, you know, who doesn't go through things like that? Everybody does. But I feel that you've survived it, but you might still be responding emotionally from the old energy instead of the survival energy.
Yeah, I myself, I felt I'm strong internally, like I felt strong, but maybe all people see maybe as not really, it's opposite than what I thought. But I know I'm strong inside, like a confident, like a positive.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I don't know. Maybe I show people not really that way, but for some reason, I don't know.
Well, and then, you know, it's that whole, then there's the other side of that coin where you could say, but it doesn't matter what, you know who you are when you're in your divine confidence and your divine truth, that you will carry that. And if you have people of you know, not comfortable in their divine truth and divine confidence, then that's when there can be conflicts and uncertainties. And you know what? I don't want to act flip, but who cares what they think? You will draw people to you who think and feel like you do. I didn't mean to come across rude, but you know what? You can feel your goodness. I can feel it. You're extremely sensitive to thoughts and feelings of people around you, and that's probably why it might have influenced things. And, you know, just carry your light. Oh, my gosh. And I feel you worry a little bit more than you need to.
Yeah. So would you see career-wise any progression, development in the near future for me?
What's up with numbers? Do you do something with numbers? I feel like numbers are around you. Well, eights are around you.
Yeah, I do accounting, yeah.
Oh, geez, girl. No wonder I see numbers all over the place. Okay, so you know what? Just, it's more that when you pose the question, and I'm not trying to beat around that I don't see it, because no, I don't see it. I'll be clear about that. But what I do see is numbers, and I see high-digit numbers, and I see you looking up at those high-digit numbers and smiling, and then I see these low-digit numbers, like, floating around you, and you're like, oh, but, you know, and you have doubt. So I think they're using the numbers as a metaphor to think high, think in the high place, divine abundance, divine, raise the frequency. You're the one in charge of that. There's nothing to see if you're not, you know, manifesting.
Yeah.
That's period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you bring that out. And you can.
Yeah, so
you have that. And
okay.
You seem, somebody in spirit just wants to hold you like a little child in their arms. I don't know if there's who's over there for you that just loves you like either, it's either a parent or a grandparent. Somebody just holds you with so much love right now and just a smiling face. It's a feminine. It's a female. A lot of love, a lot of caring, and she seems like she was wise. Do you have, like, a grandmother over there or an aunt or somebody? Or
Would you say, like, she's still alive or?
No, she's in spirit. It's somebody over in spirit.
Oh.
Be the closest female to you, I would imagine. Dark, dark hair.
Maybe my grandmother.
Grandmother's over there? Yeah, a lot of love. Like, I don't know how close you were to her, but, you know, that doesn't always matter. I've had grandparents come in who'd never met their grandchildren that want their grandchildren to know how much they love them and watch over them. So, you know, I don't like to get too technical on that right now, but definitely she's around you. Think high digits.
Oh.
Eights. Eights are abundance. Think eights.
Eight. So think about eight, and that's the infinite. And that's really, really important for you, Christine, is just
number
knowing
eight.
That. Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you
and
so much.
Christine, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Have
thank
a good
you.
Evening, okay?
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Bye. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to interviews. You're listening to bbsradio.com. Just go on over to kimmyrose.com if you want to get more information on the show. We have on with us medium intuitive Beth Lynch, and on the line two, we've got Patty from Ohio. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. You have a question for us?
Sure. I'm making a mess of my love life right now.
Now, see the way you put that out? You're going to keep that mess coming at you. Don't want to say that anymore. All right, why don't you change it immediately to divine order will be in all matters of the heart. Shift the frequency immediately. You know what? Yes, you're in charge. First, most powerful thing is you're taking responsibility for it.
Okay.
But, you know, you definitely want to start changing the energy. You know, I said that affirmation so fast, I don't even know what I said. So I hope, I don't know if you can jot it down, or Kimmy, if you caught it. Sometimes it comes so fast. And divine order in all matters of the heart. Divine orders, and you know, anyone listening, if you're, she said it the best. Well, I'm making a mess of my love life right now. You know what I mean? A lot of people feel that way. And I feel you have a closet full of some old stuff in the closet that needs to go, and that's, I guess I would call it memorabilia that I see that needs to go. And I'm not talking about your physical closet. I'm talking about your emotional closet. And you know,
really?
So some things are in there that you might be bringing. It's interesting because memorabilia is from the past, but your closet is very much in front of you, and you're looking at it a lot. So there's things that you might be bringing in from past memory in other relationship, or, you know, just the way we process the emotion of love. You know, it isn't always coming from past relationship with a person. It's sometimes way in our, how we grew, our who we were. We're not blaming anyone else because it's not what it's about. But, you know, we have those tribal patterns, you know, of how we love and how we survive and how we create, and, you know, sometimes we have to go back to those. But the word was memorabilia. It was interesting.
Memorabilia. Wow. And okay, so here's a question that I have, because I'm picking up on when you're talking about memorabilia. Could that mean that she's going to move also, or?
No, you're picking up on that, then there could be something that's going to go on with her. But to me, the memorabilia meant, like, past memories of things that, you know, she was hanging on to that maybe aren't serving where she wants to, how she wants to love now and be in her full expression of love. And that begins with herself first, you know, and open to that love of that relationship. I feel like when you're looking in the mirror, you're, like, pulling your eyes down and you're looking, like, in your eyes, you know, there's something, you're a little critical of yourself.
I've
gonna stop that.
Kind of ended something with a kind of a creepy guy that I've only gone out with a little few weeks. But I can relate to that because some of the things that he has brought up have been from way in the past that have triggered off a lot of past situations.
Well, and listen, you listened to your intuition. You knew that this wasn't going to be allow you to be expressing your truth and your light in it, or you wouldn't have ended it. So I think you're putting things in order.
Oh,
cleaning my closet.
Yeah. You're very, see? And maybe you're just in that interim stage, but that's why I would keep that affirmation going, to keep what you've already put into motion going forward, so the next person who crosses your path, you'll magnetically draw the new energy, someone else not carrying around his memorabilia. Then you can fill your closet together. See, the metaphors are the language of the soul, and that's how you want to apply it, because down here, there's always going to be somebody. But let's get right to the guy with the clean closet, or whatever. Clean closet person.
Okay, as long as he buys me shoes, I'm okay.
Hey, you know what? You can buy your own shoes. You create enough abundance to buy your own shoes. You gotta love shoes. Hey, they say a lot.
You know, it's so funny because I think, and I'm tuning in with that too, is that what he did help you to do, really, really, what he helped you to do was to see what it is that really what you need versus what you don't need. And so there's that cleaning out. I don't know if that makes sense. It's like you're cleaning out that old stuff, that stuff that just you got to put away. So, Beth, do you sense anything? Because I keep seeing a guy. I see two guys, actually. I see a new guy, like somebody she doesn't know, and then I see somebody in her past, and I'm going, I can't.
Oh, the past is, I think, see someone in that memorabilia. That's what the past that she was keeping with her. And this gentleman, like you're saying, he helped. He's a blessing because he helped it come up. Because it would have been dormant in you somewhere or deep down in the subconscious, and that was still creating your law of attraction, and your law of attraction, the magnetics to who you were drawing, and that was somebody who would actually be more of the old energy than someone who would be of the new, which can't come in until you embrace that new. You know, 2010 is all about the endings for the new beginnings. You know, and so the way things have been working is not going to work anymore. So I love the mantra, divine endings for divine beginnings. I embrace divine endings for all the divine beginnings. And you just keep focused on that and let that create a frequency around you. You know, when you understand the law of attraction, it pretty much is, you know, thought plus emotion equals physical manifestation, and there is no other way. A person, a job, a house, a car, a happy outlook is going to come. It's all of it is created by the thought and emotion equals the manifestation. So that's where you start in order to get the love in your life and giving yourself love every day. I see butterflies landing on your finger. What's up with that? Mm-hmm. You love butterflies or something? They're transformation, but there could be a little more to it than I know when I see that.
I just bought, ironic, because I just bought both my girls' butterfly ornaments just yesterday for their Christmas tree.
Well, I think that's telling you.
I'm not really into butterflies. They just caught my eye.
Yeah, well, they are a symbol of transformation, and that's shedding the old, you know, for the new and opening for the new, you know what I mean? And that's where you are right now. So right now that is, you know, your blessing is, you know, putting your energy there, and you're being drawn to the butterflies because some way, somehow, you were going to be told what they really represent. You know, that's why they're a very powerful symbol. And, you know, a lot of people don't even understand why they're drawn to them, but in their life at that time, drawn to it, spreading their wings and not being afraid to spread their own wings, meaning your divinity, what is what the wings represent. When you embrace your divinity, yep, you will draw
there
people to you.
Changes. Mm-hmm. A lot of changes going on right now in my life, too.
And then allow them. That's what transformation is. It's all change. When you're in transformation, you're not usually in a Whee! I'm just sailing along and the nice wind's on my side place, you know, but that's why you have to embrace the beautiful things that are around you. Obviously, your children, and obviously being drawn to ornaments that were, you know, you didn't even know the power of that. You were intuitively drawing yourself, you know, and it isn't in that old energy back there. It isn't in the memorabilia. Memorabilia can be put away in a beautiful cabinet off to the side. It's not in front of you anymore. That's the way I would look at it. And just energize that vision. Jot down, you know, little thoughts about it that were just coming for you in those affirmations. And, you know, devote time to that. Don't work on it and don't try. Devote a few minutes in the morning. Devote a midday little break where you breathe and just say your affirmation. Devote it at bedtime. You know, a few minutes adds up, and that creates your law of attraction, which will draw someone else who's doing the same thing in their life.
Wow. Wow.
And you can
there
fill
you
your
go.
Closet with all oh, them shoes.
Shoes are good.
Shoes are good.
We all like shoes, that's for sure.
So. Yeah.
Question is when do they, yeah, really, what's comfortable? And sometimes, man, I'll tell you, I have friends that love heels, and I go, you're nuts. I'd rather have my little ballerina slippers, so.
Definitely.
Yep.
Well, I wish you well, and I know if you apply this, I know it's going to help, and I know on my website there's some meditations, and you can definitely go and just take a moment to read them, and they start helping you, you know, bring in that vibration that you need to create, and this is, you're just in that place of just, right now you, I see you like with your finger pointing a globe, and it kind of gives you a divine boundary around you, divine boundaries. So watch where you let people invade your space too close, too fast. Right now is not a time to let anyone in.
It's really important, really important. And Patty, thank you. And Inner, you want to give out your website again?
Yeah, innerlightteaching.com. And you'll see Meditation Corner, and there's some nice music that'll play, and you can just read one and just enjoy, just be, and start creating.
Patty, happy Thanksgiving.
Divine gratitude.
Thank you. And I want to, if you're just tuning in, go on over to Beth's website. And you can also go to KimmyRose.com and you can get more on, get more information on the show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more interviews.
Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you are listening to BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. We got about 7 more minutes left in the show, and I really, really would love to have you connect with what's going on right now. A lot of things going on in the world, a lot of changes, a lot of shifts, a lot of opportunity to open, and it's about opening the heart, really opening the heart and allowing, trusting, and being. And we have on with us medium intuitive Beth Lynch. Beth, share with us a little bit about what you've got going on and you know, how people can connect with you. You do so many wonderful things. You know, when somebody calls you up, what can they expect with a reading? Although I don't really want to say expect, but the experience. And tell us about any classes you have going on.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the inner light, the readings I do and the channeling, and to me that's the same thing, inner light reading, channeling, and definitely communication with the world of spirit, anyone close to you, connected to you. And then some people are more looking for the intuitive guidance, life, career, and so, you know, there's definitely that, and I'll definitely take you on a symbolic journey of your life and your details of your life, not so much what they are, but stepping you outside of them, and that's how the level of, you know, the readings will go. And it's powerful, the metaphors you've heard me give the people tonight, and they're used for you. You take them, you use them, and they really begin to create and transform immediately. And that there's no waiting. We shouldn't have to wait. You know, we have to embrace synchronicity, and that's for sure. So the readings are very, you know, what a lot of people call for. But I have a lot of classes. I have an online correspondence class, Journey to Light. It's a book, and it's an MP3 audio, and it can be done on your own, or you can take me along as an intuitive with you, and, you know, there's information on the site about that. And there, I'll be going on Ustream very soon. It's being set up right now, and I'll be teaching classes through Ustream, and I'm really excited about that, and you'll be able to be interactive and be online with me as we do it, and webcam, and like just like you're in a classroom. So really excited about that, and that'll be all on the website as soon as it's ready to kick off, which I imagine will be in the next couple weeks, and then I'll set some classes up. And meditations, very big on meditations and private, and you know, I can do them Skype, phone, or obviously in person. And I travel around and will come and do retreats and workshops. So, you know, I do lots of things, and it's all about the inner light of the heart and, you know, connecting into that source of sacred energy that is within us all. And when we do, there is a frequency that we reach that becomes, it's really our most natural and most powerful place for insight, guidance, healing, and creating. So I'm feel blessed to have practiced and learned it along the way, and you know, through a lot of different experiences and losses as well. And this is who I am now, and I practice what I preach, and I know the power of it. And it leads me to people like you, and giving me the opportunity to speak and put it out there on different levels now. So I'm, you know, taking this moment to be eternally grateful for all of these opportunities, and maybe that's
You know, I gotta say, when you say that, like, about being grateful and gratitude, I feel that way, because if it wasn't for you, I mean, there's so many people that I know personally that you've helped, that you really made a difference, and I have to say that, you know, we're all there, and we love you, and love everything about you, Beth. So
thank you.
You have a lot of people that love you. That's so important to remember, because of who you are and what you stand for. And I've got a message. I've got to ask this question before we sign off. We've got a couple minutes, and somebody sees the owl as their totem all the time, seeing the owl, and just saw an owl tonight, and he wants to know what that means.
Well, you know, again, I'm always one to say, let's Google and get the symbolism, because I am definitely not a master in that arena, but the owl is wisdom, and I think it's there's a silence to the owl, you know, that is the mystic. I feel the mystic energy around him, himself personally, the person writing in, I believe that's how it came in. And I feel he has to embrace the divine mystic within himself, because it's wanting to come out. And I think he has to do some surrendering in order for that to happen. But as far as what I can intuitively sense of the owl and what I do know, it is a wisdom, but I felt that silence, and that his inner wisdom, that silence, it doesn't want to be silenced anymore. So he has things to offer.
And I just feel the same thing. It's just, it's about embracing whatever it is that, yeah, what you've forgotten. You can't, it doesn't go away. It gets better. It gets better when you allow it to. And, you know, sometimes we just need to kind of, I don't want to say it's like the worst needs to happen in order for the better.
Mm-hmm.
To be known, and so it's not always the worst.
Right.
It's always better.
Exactly. Hmm. Oh, and you know what I forgot? I'd like to say, I have my show on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., Learn, Live, and Love. I'm sorry, I meant to put that in there. Learn, Live,
Absolutely.
And Love, and it's on healthbeatradio.com, and it's an hour morning show of meditation and inspiration, and I welcome any themes and ideas that people would like. They can get to me through the website, innerlightteaching.com, on that. And Kimmy, I got to have you on there when I get ready to go live. We're not live yet.
So. I would love to be on.
And thank you for letting me put that out there.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. And we will make sure we get that up. We'll actually get that up on our website and so people know about it. And Beth, I just want to say from my heart to yours, thank you so much for being on with us, and can I also say that, you know, you're such a blessing, and again, for all that you do for everyone, God bless you, and thank you.
Well,
really,
thank you. I take that in my heart completely, and I look forward to being with you on third Thursday of next month. Yep, I believe.
Yes.
December. I'll look forward to that, and I'll talk to you before, I hope, and everyone out there, have a beautiful holiday and live in your divine gratitude from this moment on. And
there we go. Divine gratitude. Mm-hmm. Innerlightteaching.com. That's Beth's website. And don't forget to go over to KimmyRose.com to get more information on the show. Everybody, have a happy Thanksgiving. Many blessings. And we will talk to you soon. Until next week. Peace.